At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Tony Dunn, ain't nothing to it but to do it, brother. Let's roll.
In a world where Carolina Panthers fans have an insatiable thirst for Panthers news and opinions, only one podcast roars ferociously. It's the C3 Panthers Podcast.
What is up, Panther fans? Training camp is here. Dexter, the boys, we love you too. Tell us the audio is working right.
Can you hear us?
We're on remote.
Are we broadcasting?
Remote. Tell us.
Hello.
I want to say this. First off, CK, thank you.
Yeah, dude.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Put that mic to your beautiful voice.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was looking at the YouTube, making sure our mouths matched up with our voices.
He says it's
and
good.
They
says,
do. They match up very well.
We have put this together with duct tape in a way. But look, yeah. We're here. Look, folks. Welcome to the C3 Panthers Podcast. We went to training camp today. We're VIPs. We're B-list celebrities. We got radio people coming up to us. Shout out, Colin. We love you.
Fans coming up to
I know
us.
It's great, but
people,
you know what, the most
C3, Tony, yeah, Dunn.
We're not sponsored by Miller Lite, let me take that down,
unless they want to fucking hit us up, actually, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, leave it out there. Yeah, hit us up.
But I think the Panthers are Bud Light. Hey, it's the C3 Panthers Podcast. This is day one training camp review, VIP experience. Thank you, CK, again. Look, folks, and this is why I'm thanking CK, we are staying at the same damn hotel as all the Carolina Panther players right now.
Big time, baby.
The same hotel. This morning, I was eating breakfast, and Bryce Young walks by.
Yeah.
Jonathan Mingo walks by. He was dressed. The coolest dressed player this morning was Chuba Hubbard. He had some retro sweatpants on and things like this. So we went to training camp day one, and we had a great time. VIP experience, thanks to CK. And we're here to bring you our thoughts on just what we saw, the experience, and things like that. And mostly, I think this podcast, for me, is about the experience, right? Number one is all three of us got together again on remote Saturday, guys. By the way, Saturday, we will be at
Resident Culture in South End, Charlotte, man. Come get some barbecue. Come get some craft beers. And come and hang out for a live C3 Panthers podcast, man. We've already got some media members saying that they're going to show up.
Yeah.
Man, dude, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be great. CK, again, thank you. And you had the best view today.
Yeah.
We woke up this morning bright and early. We were waiting for breakfast. The players are walking by. I'm eating egg white frittatas.
Hold on. Let's talk. Let's recap the morning, because I just need a big pat on the back here.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday I said, it dawned on me because we're staying at the hotel, the Resident Marriott at right beside Bank of America Stadium. And it dawned on me that this is probably, we're going to be probably in the hotel with a couple of Panthers players. Did not expect that it was all of the Panthers players minus the 5-year vets.
I mean, you literally said it to me last night on the Tuesday show. You're like, dude, I bet you there's Panther players here.
Can you tell them what you said to the fellows last night when Tony, I'm driving 4 hours.
I said, this is going to be Tony's wet dream. And I said, I said that because Tony is a social butterfly, and he will I could tell you this. This is one of my first in-person experiences with Tony. We were going to a game, and we were walking down Mint Street. They had all their little stuff going on. And David Tepper just walks by. And I look at Tony. I'm like, that was David Tepper. He was like, what? And Tony, and his very social way of doing things, he's not shy about it. He Tony approaches life.
About face.
Yeah. He does it about face, runs right over to him, says, let's get a picture together. And they just do a picture. And it's really, you know, it was, you know, it showed me that the dude's not, he's fearless when it comes to that stuff. Whereas I'm more reserved in that type of activity. So this will be an interesting week as we've already established. So anyway, I want to tell you about the pat on the back. This morning I wake up and I tell Tony, I said, there's breakfast. And I said, if this is in fact the team hotel, we want to get down there as early as possible, because we're probably going to miss we're probably going to see a bunch of players.
I said this, I woke up beside this beautiful man. I said, what time is it? He said 6:02. I said, I'm getting up. I don't get up.
Yeah. And so he said that we'll probably not see any players. They're probably already gone by now. And I'm like, no, dude, that we'll probably catch them on the way out. And so we sat down there and we just started to see one by one, just players just rolling through. We saw Cade Mays on an electric scooter.
I mean, y'all saw Bryce Young.
Yeah, Bryce Young.
Tony thought it was a fifth grade field trip. Not.
I was like, I looked him in the eye. I said, look at me when I make love to you.
We've established what's going to happen tomorrow is we're going to move the table out into the hallway while we're eating breakfast and just be like, hey, I don't know why they put this here.
I was eating an egg white frittata with feta, and it was delicious. And I'm looking at this, and I came in my pants when I saw him. So we had this. Every player that wasn't, like CK said, is that if you're a 5-year player, you don't have to stay in the hotel. 5-year vet. So every player who's only played less than five years is staying right here with us.
Yeah,
I'm knocking on doors. I'm putting cards. I'm sliding cards. You know what? Maybe I should just do this. Is slide the C3 card under every door.
You're slipping mirrors under the door to see who's in it on the other side.
I've got a mirror on my shoe.
Just
every card, we got to write Panthers player, interview question. Yeah.
We love you.
C3?
You are my dream. You are my dream. Now, I will tell you this. Is the hard part about this team is like looking at these people. And Kev, my bastard.
Well,
son,
I can't see the chat.
He said, I just got here, and the first thing I hear is Tony coming in. you know what? Thankfully, you were made, my son. Yeah. And I've finished the job.
Your father is allowed to talk that way, okay?
Yeah.
We'll also say, like, it's been a great day. So I had shot, you know, as you guys probably have seen, if you're anywhere on Twitter, I did a video of probably the best throw Bryce had of the entire training.
Check out at Code Dizzle Allen, man. CK has some great footage on his Twitter page.
No, just wait until Monday.
yeah, don't tell him.
So, we look so good in this camera, dude. We're in 4K, man. Triple K. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right. So we get up. We have this great breakfast. Cody calls us. We're lining everything up. CK and I walk down. We're like two blocks. We walk to a training camp. We walk up. We're right to the VIP area. Now, let me just tell you this, guys. This is a slight vacation. It's a homeboy vacation right here. Yeah. A vacation from the stress of my life. And we go up there. It's 8:30 in the morning. We get to go in, and there's free booze. I don't know the last time I was drunk at 10 o'clock in the morning, but I do. Actually, I will tell you, it was 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. Dude, they had booze, Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah. Great spread. Dude. The real, and kudos, we had some questions about if the Carolina Panthers were going to be able to pull this off. Right. And I will. I was a Spartanburg fan.
We should talk about it because I think it really deserves us noting. And, like, I know CK was very vocal on the podcast a few weeks ago. Like, how are they going to do this in this amount of time and actually have a setup that fans can go to and be a part of training camp?
Not even just that. Have it be enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they could rush things and it be just completely something that wasn't really thought out or anything along those lines. So I want to not to go into too much of a tangent here, but I want to talk about last year. We had a pretty big problem with the way that they had training camp at Spartanburg because there wasn't a lot of ADA compliant, you know, ways of handling things where you would go to get autographs. They didn't have any they had no wheelchair accessible stuff. So Cody was left not being able to actually enjoy the benefits of being at a training.
Yeah. Like being able to go and see players and get stuff signed. And I really feel like they listened.
They listened and beyond listening, Cody, this is something that I found incredibly awesome. So number one, I want to make this abundantly clear to everybody. They did a great job. They have ADA entrances, not only to general admission, but also to the VIP area. Cody was the only one that used the VIP.
I was the only crippled in VIP. I was big time.
I'm emotionally crippled, but.
We
matched.
But the two coolest cripples were in the VIP.
He's physically crippled. I'm emotionally crippled.
That allowed, you know, Sir Purr to come and talk to the longest Panthers, you know, longest running Panthers podcast.
Well, at least he mimed to us.
Yeah.
He didn't actually talk to us.
We saw Bryce Young's dad, Craig Young. He was talking to somebody. We were gonna try and say something to him.
Didn't talk me out of it, but I was like, should I go and be like, yo, look at my man, where's the podcast, look at Kobe down there. And he's like, I don't know if maybe it wasn't CK. Actually, it was you that said, I don't know if we should. Like, I said this. I said, look, do you know how much shit I'm going through in my own personal life?
Yeah.
You could fucking give me a counseling session for me. You could do a business write off for you, Dad. And then you can just get Bryce to come say hello to Cody. And it would have just been a win-win. But we tried to have some class. Well, at least these guys did. I just had a blast. Fuck class.
We all had a blast. Like, listen, it was incredible. Like, the seats were awesome. There was like an awning over all of the bleachers. So, I mean, where we were, the sun was kind of beating down. But overall, it was a nice setup.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we have to talk about in relation to that is I feel like me and Tony felt the same way. I think CK probably thinks the same way. The turnout was not good, man.
Right.
From the VIP side to the normal side, like
was probably mainly Panther player fans.
Well, honestly, we heard that
family, you know,
right? Like the fans of the families of the players.
Yeah.
But like we had talked about, they had mentioned that there was going to be around like 2,000 seats available between VIP and normal. There was not 2,000 people that attended training.
Oh, no.
Nowhere near.
I bet you there was only 500 people.
Yeah.
I'd say it's probably more. I think you probably, like, the thing is.
Okay.
Is
well, I didn't look across. You're right. I didn't.
Well, even if you look across.
But even across.
The problem is that not everybody's going to be sitting in the stands, right? There's going to be, as you can see, they had the team store. They had the places where you can go get drinks and all that stuff. Because when you look over there at any given moment, you do see a spread of people across the ground. But I think it also another contributing factor is because when they limit the amount of the tickets, but they say that you can get four tickets to one.
People
account.
Got tickets and didn't show up.
Because they were like, I'm going to get them just in case I want to go.
Right.
Because they're going to sell out if I don't.
Yeah.
And so in similar to.
That's a great point.
Yeah. So, you know.
Who is Jeff Ross?
The comedian?
Yeah,
he said, Muscles Marinara said, why does Tony look like Jeff Ross with hair?
Yeah, now you do. I'll never be able to unsee it. Look up a picture of Jeff Ross. No.
am I going to like that better than the laundry guy?
Yeah.
He roasts people.
Okay, anytime they do a celebrity roast, Jeff Ross is like.
Now he's not a good looking guy, to be fair.
He's all right.
But
he's all right.
Here's what I'll say. I want to say this real quick. I don't know, Anthony, if you are, because I know you're in 704. I do have an extra ticket for VIP tomorrow. So,
yeah. You know what? If you're a C3 super fan and you're in Charlotte, reach out to us.
Yeah,
I think we'll start with them.
And on Saturday, I got like four extra for myself. So if people wanted to come and hang out, man, like I know people are wanting to come and hang out on Saturday, man.
All right. So let's, the experience was really nice. It was fun. Drinking at 9 o'clock in the morning for a 42-year-old was a different experience for me for a while. And I'm a drinker.
You felt like you were a kid again.
I'm on. Yeah, I was giddy. I'm almost like coming down. I mean, actually probably literally sobering up, but
really light,
like we were, I can't tell you how much fun it's because I get to hang out with my homies.
Hell yeah,
man. Right? Like, is like, this is just great. And then you, football's back. Now we get out there, and this is how I feel with this is a fan podcast talking about the fan experience, and this is so embarrassing. I don't like going to the games. I enjoy the game.
Yeah. We're going to be disconnecting. I think we're retiring C3.
No, I enjoy the games. I enjoy the games. But what I have a problem with is this, is that I find I enjoy the experience more than the game. So today, I didn't watch training camp with the close eye that I wanted to, because I'm dapping up people. I'm with my homeboys. We're talking to people that we've known throughout the years. And then all they did was drills. They didn't really do shit today.
But hold on, let's be honest too. And a lot of beautiful women with short skirts, brother. Like, if we gotta keep it a buck, we gotta keep it a buck.
Panthers media game has really improved.
Let's just say there was more things to look at than just Panthers training camp. You know?
I'll also add this. You guys had a horrible position on a lot of the half of the field. So they have a two field situation, and I did offer my suggestions to the Panthers.
And they did ask us too. Yeah,
they asked us if there's anything they could have done better, unprompted, by the way.
Yeah, which is cool.
Walked up, and you know, that was really awesome. But there was a big scoreboard that made it impossible for,
because we're in a good spot, because if you're in the stands, you're elevated and you get to kind of look down where, Cody and I spent the majority of the time.
It was like the ground in front of the bleachers.
It's almost like when you're one of the problems, if you're at a game and you sit at the lowest seat, like the row 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
you have so much
because the crest of the field, the field crest, so the water drains. Then there's all these 6'5" dudes, and you're looking across at it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why some offensive coordinators like to sit up in the booth.
So
they can see down.
Down view.
All right. So the experience was, you know, I was worried about this. Not worried, but I enjoyed the Spartanburg experience, because there's like, they can put so many people out there. People from Spartanburg, they love, like, it's good for their company, like they show out. I think a lot of people who do not live in Charlotte are thirsting for the Panthers.
You made that point to me when we were sitting there talking, that it's like, it's almost like you're a little spoiled with everything being in Charlotte. Like, when you have to travel for training camp, everybody has to go to the football team.
Yeah.
It's like a big event. Whereas if you're here in Charlotte, like, the Panthers are so accessible. It's like, you don't need a car. You can just walk to the stadium
Listen to the local radio station. You don't gotta, I mean, you could just get on the C3 Panthers podcast. We got you live and direct.
Always.
By the way, CK took a video of Bryce Young throwing the pass to Deontay Johnson.
Can we play that? Is that possible? I don't know what's possible.
I don't know how to.
With our current setup.
I can't.
I can try to email it to you.
Well, if you can share.
I can't get on Tinder. I'm not getting on Tinder, folks. I got too much game for Tinder.
You know you're on fucking Tinder, you son of a bitch. I don't know if we can share it via
CJA says, no monster subs in Charlotte. No. By the way, shout out to Muscles Marinara. If you're in Spartanburg, you got to go to Monster Subs. Not only is it one of our brothers,
C3 family out there.
Yeah, but like, it's, even if he wasn't family, I went there and ate, like, this.
It's the best subs.
It's legit.
It's the best subs.
It's a New York, New Jersey deli in the middle of fucking Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Family owned business.
He's got to be in witness protection.
Yeah, don't blow up his spot. Oh,
too late. But, he got us do a live podcast there. If he was in witness protection, he blew it up himself. Yeah. Right, that's our brother.
We love him. And dude, he'll put up the Friday free for all and our show in his restaurant while people are just sitting there eating. So Dude, we're a staple over there. Yeah. Subs and Grubs.
All right, so we get out there, and day one of training camp, and here's my thing is, and I've said this, if you listen to the show for a long time, the thing that surprises me the most when you go to a pro training camp is that they go, this is like, first, they only have like 2 weeks of this, 3 weeks of this, right? It's 2 hours long. When I think of the word practice, we're talking about practice. I think of doing the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's run this route. You got it.
You've said this for, you've been on this forever.
Yeah.
Teams don't really even practice.
It's just they run it one time. So what did you see today? I saw, and yes, it's day one. I don't think we didn't see a lot of, and maybe I was distracted for some of this stuff, but it was a lot of drills. It was a lot of warming up. It felt today very, I won't say relaxed is not the word, but it was, I don't know if it's orchestrated. It didn't seem like it was like, hey, we're installing an offense today. It was kind of like, get to know the football field, get your body loose. Yeah. We, and this was what Cody asked, and it was like bananas to me, is where the hell is Dave? Where is Dave Canales, a.k.a. Ted Lasso? He is Ted Lasso. He's a good-looking Ted Lasso.
If you're the head coach, like, what are you doing during training
Where camp? Was he? Like, I couldn't even see him.
Well, because you have the individual coaches that are running drills, and there's like, the thing is,
I think that he looks like every other coach out there.
Like a white 30-year-old water boy.
He blends in.
It's like he could have been handing out towels.
It's like, where's Waldo? You're trying to find him in the fucking Oh, is that him? No, that's another random white dude. I will say this before we move forward. I am glad that so the last year in Spartanburg was my first year in Spartanburg. Yeah. So I'm glad that I got to have the experience of both of them. I much prefer this one just because, again, I live in Charlotte. It was so much easier for me to get around and do things. I think it's incredible. But you cannot compare the turnout from Spartanburg and Wofford to what it was today.
Well,
and
we have to put some context into that is the Wofford weekend practice, Fridays, Saturdays were big. And the first... This is a weekday, 9:30, people working on a Wednesday, right?
That's a good point.
We really need to kind of see what Saturday is going to be. And the Saturday's at the stadium?
Yeah.
That could be
fucking lit. That could be awesome.
I don't know if it will be. I mean, I think it'll be fun, but like, I don't think they're going to put 25,000 people.
But essentially, I like what the Panthers are doing because they're having two fan fests. Essentially, they're going to have the back together Saturday here in Charlotte, and then they're going to do their official fan fest in Clemson, which is more in service to South Carolina. So,
Kev, my bastard son, said he gave a $2 love bomb, a C3. We got to come up with a C3 bomb or something like this. It's like a C3
bomb.
Yeah.
I stole that from Joe Rogan. I've heard him talk about love bombs forever. So.
Okay. He gave us a C3 bomb of $2. He said money to buy better beer than Miller Lite.
Oh, how disrespectful.
It's not really disrespectful. It's just this is some of us are watching our figure, baby.
Yeah, but also any cold beer is a good beer, dude.
Except for Mick Ultra Ash.
Well, okay. If I'm drinking beer, I'm just trying to catch a buzz. So I don't.
Yeah, well, you guess how many Michelob Ultras you got to get a buzz?
Nine of them.
Four. I'm talking to someone specifically.
I'll mailed you the link to that drive video.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So I'll try to get this. But all right, so drills. We're looking out there, and I don't know. All right, CK, so tell me what you saw from your vantage point, what you saw from this team. Actually, one other thing is before we get into that is as I'm waking up eating my egg white frittata, a frittata is a fancy word for eggs that have been slow cooked, I think. Like, what is a frittata? It's like think of an egg white cupcake.
Doesn't it have like a pastry involved or something?
I think it's just like a cup. It's like, you imagine if you just poured egg whites into a muffin pan.
He doesn't know. He just ate it.
We are way too white to be talking about.
Oh, I'm not white. Look at me. If you look at this, if you look at the complexion, if you're looking in that camera right there and you look at you two versus me,
you're certainly
a Moroccan less man. White than you guys
you're,
are.
You're a Moroccan man.
But it's like a egg white thing that it feels like they just poured it into a muffin pan and put a couple of things into it. So it's like it was great. So I'm watching these players come by, and the only way I knew, and I got to look his name up. I put it up. What was his name? I put up Twitter. The one. So I get in the.
Wasn't it
Chuba?
No, Eric or something like that.
I put it up. It was the first thing.
Oh, is it the handsome dude you found?
Yeah, safety.
Eric Rowe. Is that his name?
Eric Rowe. No, that's a real play. No. What? Oh, actually, I should say that's fucked up. I said a real player. Eric Rowe is a player that was like drafted. He's a fifth-year player.
He's on the
team. Or no, he's 25 years old. He's from he plays wide. He's safety. 6'1". Hold on. He wears number 27. Hold on. Let's go back in Twitter. I think. Alex Cook. His name's Alex Cook.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Where did I get Eric?
You know what he cooks? Egg white frittatas.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm in the elevator and I'm like, I glance over at this football player, like this good looking person. I'm like,
and then you came to
it's
France.
No, not yet. I saved yet. It. I did not premature.
Yeah, okay,
cool. It's not premature. Good. It's like I delivered.
You're getting better.
So I look over and I'm like, this guy looks like a fucking football. I was like, and as he walked, I said something like, I said, heading to camp. I said, he said, yeah. I said, good luck. That's it. Like, no big, but. He's wearing a book bag. He had a tag on the back of his book bag that was dangling that had this number.
Yeah.
So that's how I found it. It's like 27.
Yeah.
Saw the number. And that's how I realized who Jonathan Mingo was. Like the only person I recognized by their face was Bryce Young.
Well, you put
there was
on,
not
you,
a single
like,
other.
You put on Twitter that you saw Jonathan Mingo. And my first thought, I'm like,
yeah, you said that.
How the fuck does Tony know? What Jonathan Mingo looks like, dude. Who knows what Jonathan Mingo even looks like? That's wild to me. But yeah, I mean, I had a few observations. Again, you and I were talking, we're, you know, hanging out.
Oh, I wanted to say this as we were bringing that up is when we were walking in and we saw Alex
Zeitlow.
I hope we pronounced your complicated name right. I said, this is like all these players are walking. But if this was 2016, I would have been like, oh, that's this. That's this. That's him. That's it. Like, I would have known. He said there's 40 new players on the team. 40 new players.
Sounds like a lot of people.
Big shout out C3 Anthony. He says, I'll be there Saturday with one of my buddies.
Hell yeah.
He said, hey, CK, what time does train it? What time is back together Saturday? 10? What? It's probably later on Saturday, isn't it? We'll check the time.
I mean, everything starts at 9:30 still.
Even on Saturday?
Yeah, it starts. Okay. Everything starts at 9:30.
Somebody put 9 a.m. Here's the thing: is whatever time it starts, they open up earlier. So
they start at 9:30 and they normally open up at 8:30, an hour before.
Yeah. So we got there. We were right on the money.
On time, dude. I parked next to the place we had to go.
Yeah. Like, and then we drug you all around. Yeah, I tried to make them open these gates and they're like, no, I was like, come on, we can get up there.
We ended up having to go back.
I still think we could have gotten up that way.
Yeah,
we could. I still don't. All right. So my point is when Alex said that is like, and I was looking at these players come by, is like, we don't know this team, Cody.
No.
We don't know them. We have a new head coach. He's a good looking Ted Lasso.
We're like in the dating phase. Like we know a little bit about them, but we're trying to learn who they really are deep down on the inside, Tony, because we don't know that yet. We think we have an idea, but it's all superficial. We don't know what this team actually is yet. We have
So today we didn't learn an incredible amount about the team. But what we saw,
I did have a couple of takeaways.
All right, let's get, man, let's get
so into one. Okay,
JC, I'm gonna pull up this clip.
The defensive side of the field was right by us, and there was a point when JC Horn was doing some defensive back drills right in front of us. And God, I've said this so much about him, but I really feel like a healthy JC Horn is the most talented player on the team. And I've said that before, man. And I know that, like, we've all wondered about, you know, is he going to be able to actually overcome all the injury bugs and all that stuff? And yeah, that's what we're all wondering. But man, when you see that guy cut on a dime and change direction, you realize why he was a top 10 pick at corner.
Do you remember when you told me that last time? Last year.
I told you that probably every year.
And
that,
the year before.
And the year before. No doubt.
He looks, you know, if you go back to yesterday's pictures where they were showing, you know, everybody's making fun of Bryce Young walking in with his put back weighed down with trapper keepers and pencil cases.
Yeah.
His highlighters. His
I think the problem with the picture for Bryce was not his size, but like that book bag looks. CK said this. It looks like your first day of school. You know where you got. If he was holding some paper towels and some hand sanitizer wipes for the class, it would have just topped it off.
And they were making fun of him on Pat McAfee today too.
Oh, were they? Yeah.
We went to a bar after training camp, and they had a. One day, Matt Rhule.
They had Matt Rhule after this, by the way.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing.
After they-
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair. We help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
We're making fun.
But everybody who went to middle school knew that one kid that had that backpack that was, like, way bigger than their body. And that's Bryce, you know. But like I said last night, man, we knew what we were signing up for when we drafted a 5'10 quarterback, 195 pounds. So I'm over it, to be honest. Again, though, like back to JC Horn, you and I were talking, Tony, about guy must suck, you know, JC
to be the best player ultimately. Like he might be the most talented player
but
on the field.
And then we were talking to one of your friends from WFNZ.
Yeah, Colin Hargan.
Yeah, Colin.
By the way, coolest guy you can meet.
Shout out, Colin.
He needs give him the sticks.
Teammate, you know, where he brought up Jeff Otah. And he's like, we're hoping that JC Horn isn't another Jeff Otah. Jeff Otah had all the talent, was worthy of the draft pick, had a good, you know, rookie season, and then just didn't turn, you know,
he
had a
was
bunch
a
of
330-pound man that got a
with
foot
hurt
injury.
Foot. Yeah.
It's like CK got a bum. He got a flat tire right now, but he's not a big man.
Well, we got to address that real quick. I lied to the podcast. I thought it was a sprain. It turns out I have a fractured ankle. So that's cool.
Damn. That shows you how much he loves the Panthers. He's willing to
just walking around.
Yeah, walking around Charlotte.
Because I thought it was just a sprain. 2 days after I did it, I went golfing. And so that was fun.
Panther Pickle says this, Tony, Colin can get us on WFNZ easy. Now, first of all, Colin might be the coolest dude. Bad respect for him. First of all, he should have. He was the best voice for a long time.
We sat and talked with him for like
hours.
45 minutes.
No, before you were hanging out, I was talking
with him forever. And then me and CK went over there. Yeah, he's awesome.
He was great. He was great. He needs to be on the sticks instead of behind the computer.
Well, it's funny that Pickle says that because Pickle is amongst the group of people that's like, at C3 on WFNZ.
We have a question. Well, we were talking about this as we were the question that Cody and I were having as we were rolling back.
See me rolling.
Yeah, as we were rolling back, it's like, 11 years. And first, Colin Mad gave us mad props for the consistency of the show. And obviously, we never claim to be football experts, we claim to be expert football fans. But, like, look, we ain't quit on this mess. We ain't quit one bit, and we've been doing it for 11 years.
Not about time.
I'm just like this. I'm actually a little surprised. Hey, you know what? If they want to get our perspective, then, you know, reach out to us. Reach out to us. But by the way, on Saturday, 1 o'clock, we'll be at
Resident Culture in South End, Charlotte, man.
And right now we're working on getting Colin, maybe Josh. Well, like,
I'm trying to get Alex Zeitlow out
there. Alex
Josh
Zeitlow,
Klein,
yeah,
maybe Mike Josh K. Klein. Like, we're gonna get we're gonna get some people out there. But here's the thing, folks.
Maybe we'll bug Shannon quick enough that she'll be like, "Fine, I'll come on your pod."
And I gave her a little shit today, but
shout out Shannon Quinn.
How about this, folks? As you come out there, I got an extra mic.
Yeah.
Come I got an extra mic. You know what I'm saying? Come on out there. We'll cycle in.
C3's,
you know how we
people.
Do cat calls?
Yeah.
Hell, get on the sticks.
Yeah.
With us.
Be like, next up.
Wonder if Laura will come.
Oh, she. Trust me. We won't make her. Nah. Get it. Make her. Anyway.
Oh. I don't know
what she said there. But.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I know exactly. I tell you this, I would be like this. Salute the service here.
Well, let's just say that we went to a bar. Had a couple drinks, and we had a great view. And a great view and wonderful service.
First of all, Cody,
yeah,
just slaying the ladies.
Yeah, man.
Slaying.
I mean, you know. But my
let's not talk about
my
Laura.
Because
you know what? I'll just pivot this podcast to a different
my mouth and my gift of gab. Has to make up for everything else, man. So it's like, hey, I don't know.
I mean, she was.
Well, I think. Listen,
let's get back to the
training camp here. I took us off onto a tangent there.
We don't have to. I'm fat. I'm just like, we were distracted. So, that was the biggest takeaway.
The biggest takeaway
from training camp was Laura's beautiful backside that we will be dreaming about for years to come.
Oh my god!
So, Jonathan Mingo and
Jonathan. So Chuba Hubbard.
What does Jonathan Mingo look like?
Chuba Hubbard comes out and he was all dressed cool this morning. I found out because I saw his and I was like, this is awkward because all I've done is talk shit about Chuba Hubbard. I'm mad about yo Chuba. Oh shit, sorry, I talked shit for you for the last 3 years on this podcast. My bad, I didn't say that. But.
It's not like he would know. I somehow don't think he frequents us, but
the
maybe
the thing about I'll tell you a couple of things because I had a good view of training camp.
Yeah, talk to us.
So
I thought we were going back to the bar.
Let the person who is actually watching training camp.
Yeah, and not getting drunk
and not looking at skirts.
So all in all, I think the things most people are interested in is the wide receivers and the tight ends. And Bryce Young and. One of the things that I found interesting is Bryce Young was sharp, right?
Actually, while you say this, I'm going to put the video up. I'm going to share it right now. So as you are talking, go ahead.
So
continue.
He was pretty sharp. Andy Dalton was actually a little off today.
Doo-doo.
He actually threw a couple of interceptions
doo-doo.
And they weren't good. They weren't like interceptions that are like, oh man, that was a really good play by the, they were bad.
Yeah.
And so it was, it was not a very good day for Andy Dalton, in my opinion, from what I was able to see. Bryce Young was throwing darts. The play right before this, because if you follow any of the major hitters on X, they're going to tell you.
You mean
that,
you?
Yeah, right. they're going to tell you that he went 7 for 11 or something along those lines. Well, the play right before this, actually, Deontay Johnson actually dropped a pass that was actually very similar to this one, just not as deep. But Bryce was on point. The only thing that it's tough about this environment, especially day one, is they're easing these guys into it.
Yeah. I mean, it was really.
They're easing.
As they should. That's how it should be.
It was a beer drinking morning.
Yeah. This is just a matter of getting together. The only thing you can take away from this is that we got back together and we're enjoying football.
All right, let me ask you this. We got a question from Brandon Malone, and I'm going to ask CK because he was the only one that was.
He said, did
you see any Leggett versus Horn plays today?
No. Horn seemed to be primarily on Thielen.
Your beautiful face up to that mic.
Horn was primarily, from my experience, from what I was able to see, again, there was a lot of things going on at different times. Horn was mainly with Thielen. Now,
how about this? We got one more question from CJA. What was the deepest throw he tossed today?
About 45 yards.
And it was before they even got started, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about 45 yards. This was not with in live reps or anything along those lines.
Right.
This was just their drills with the wide receivers. And Bryce Young was uncorking them. Like, he threw three or four balls that were about at 40 to 45 yards at least.
Pickle says Horn talked about Leggett
Oh yeah, that's right. Cause I saw that. I didn't get to see the reps in which Horn was talking about. Yeah, Horn said in his press conference that Leggett's strong.
Well, duh.
Yeah, he was having a hard time staying
now
off the line.
If you want to, I mean, just listening to Leggett.
I love him. I could listen to him talk all day and hear him pronounce words that you've never heard it pronounced like that.
It's insane. He was like trying to be, not trying, he was very introspective in his press conference. He was reflecting upon his performance, but you're so distracted by his accent. You're like, I don't know if I should take him. Like, should I feel sorry for him?
I will tell you though, I do love that, considering we've had
his first day, he was harder. And they asked him, is this something the coaches brought up? No. He's like, I want to be more focused.
I didn't feel like I and left everything out on the field.
And that's why you see him training so hard in the offseason. Like, that guy holds himself accountable to a higher level. And we have been sorely in need of that on this team for a while. You know, you had a Kim McQuarrie come out last year and said he took last year for granted based off of his rookie season. And it's like, there's a mentality thing that I feel like the Panthers have been missing. And I feel like Xavier Leggett is a step in the right direction with that.
So one of the great things about hanging with Colin today is he's got such a deep knowledge of this team going back, because he's been in radio for so long. And he's like, arguably, really such a thoughtful person when it comes to football. Right? It's like, he has his own opinion. So I brought up to this, and I told him the story about Devin Funchess and Salad. And I said, and I was like, and the reason this was important to tell him is because he was at that point working as producer for, or on the show with Mac and Bone. It was before it was the Mac and Bone show. It was Mac in the morning. So you go to WFNZ. Chris McClellan, I think it's Chris McClellan. We'll just call him Mac. They've been doing it. So in 2015, we drafted Devin Funchess. WFNZ sets up on day one of it wasn't training camp yet. It was like move in day.
Yeah.
Right. Like, remember, they move in and the rookies would come and talk with them. And I remember Mac said this. He asked Devin Funchess, he said, "What's your favorite food?" And Devin Funchess, I mean, this is his exact answer. I mean,
salad.
He said this. He said, "I don't really love any food." I said, "I guess I would say salad." And I was like, red flag.
The most beta answer ever. Like, right. Lie to us.
Which is, you know, what's wild about this, because I think he caught on to like this a little bit, because two or three years later, when the Panthers were doing their preseason like pump up stuff, it's like Devin Funchess learned how to cook in the offseason.
Yeah,
he was making a shrimp pasta.
Yeah,
he did
a cooking show with Kristen and Balbon.
Yeah. Here's the thing. So I told him about the story of, and I still have it somewhere buried in my Google Drive, is that this is a dickhead move by Tony, but really a great one. I went on Cameo. And I paid Devin Funches $15, and
do we still have that video lurking
somewhere? I have to. It's buried deep in the.
That's an all timer.
But it was. I said the cameo that I paid him to do was. I said, "Look, is I'm the best man in this wedding," and the groom and the bride are arguing if they should have a house or Caesar salad. So he did a cameo where he settled the debate. And so I told Colin about this. You know, it's just fun, a good fun story. Cody, I don't feel like Leggett's favorite food is fucking salad. No. If his favorite food is salad, it's fucking,
let me tell
it's
you,
collard greens.
That man, collard greens with bacon grease. That man is chitlins, okay? And shout out to him. Because you know he has the bomb-ass recipe for it. Probably eat some pig's feet. You know what I'm saying?
It's like collard greens, bro.
Dude, this dude eats only things that he shoots. Dude's got this deer. You know? He had freaking squirrel.
He hunts for his own food.
Okay.
But so...
He was so country. He was having a real thoughtful press conference. Like, if you could get past the accent,
yeah,
right,
it was really what you want to hear, but it's just so damn distracting,
right?
and you just want to hang out with him. I just want to hang out with him and eat some cornbread.
Who would you rather listen to an interview of? Would you rather listen to a 15-minute Bryce Young podium or 3 minutes of Xavier Leggett? Xavier Leggett by a mile.
Can't take my eyes off of this.
By a mile, dude.
He's a big man. He's a big, strong man.
So the one thing I wanted to say, and I can't, there's not much to glean.
John Calichaw said he chases down the deer.
He just strangles him. No, he outruns him.
Or he snares him. He's got like a snare.
No, he tires him out. He just outruns him.
He runs a deep post on him, gets behind him, and then.
But I will say, though, from the very small sample size that we saw, it feels as though, and you can see it in the clip that CK posted, I feel like Deontay Johnson is the type of route runner and separator
that we were
that
sold.
We want him to be.
That we were sold.
And it's very early in the process, but man, when you see the cuts of Deontay Johnson,
it matches Bryce's skill set.
And once Dave Canales spoke about in his press conference that even after, Bryce is always talking to Deontay and the other receivers about timing, about rhythm, and getting on the same page. And that's what we want for Bryce. That's the type of offense and the type of weapons that you have to put around him. Those type of receivers that can do more with less. And I feel like Deontay Johnson, again, small sample size, but right now as advertised.
Thicker kicker. I just saw his short stuff. He is so stumpy.
Yeah. He's about your height. He's like, you can see his height. He's like 5'11", 6 foot.
Oh, he is not 6 foot. He is definitely, he's like 5'8".
No, he's not.
Yes.
No,
he looks like
No.
I'm trying to think of what he looks.
You saw him
You know
a
what?
Distance.
Is like he is as wide as Bryce Young is tall. He is so, not at this, he didn't even have his helmet on. He just looked like, dude, I thought he was in pads and he was just like in a pair of shorts.
If he is 5'9" or 6'9", that's my fucking kicker, bro. Like, I'm not trying to pay Eddie Pinheiro a bunch of money that he doesn't deserve.
All right. All right. So here's the thing is, look, tomorrow morning, we're going back for the VIP experience again.
Yeah.
You guys come check us out. We'll do another podcast, but really Saturday. But here, before we get into that, I just wanted to give a shout out to Aaron, to James, Adam.
Adam was in the chat earlier.
Also, Paul, we got to talk about this thing right here before we go.
Oh, Phil.
Phil did this.
Phil, thank you. All right. So this is really fun. I mean, this is, you guys got to come and hang out with C3 because we don't make this about us. We want to just be friends. I just like having be friends.
It's about
this
y'all.
Right here. Tell us what this is called. It's called a Rawler, right?
It's rawr.
Rawr. Rawr. Rawr. It's a rawr.
Think of Joey the Blind Panther. Rawr.
Okay. So this right here, you can go to rawrs.com. I put it out on Twitter today, or X. Look at the packaging. CK, can you hold the packaging up from all angles? Like, if we put all the boxes together, it makes
a panther face.
Yeah. Like, so not only every panther angle, you get the packaging alone. This might be one of the coolest packaging.
I'll do it.
Yeah. Check this out. So this is random today. This is how we were hanging out.
Listen to how loud.
Oh, I don't know how we're going to learn how to do it, because he did it. But look at just the packaging alone. Is that.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have all of them. Let's show them. Yeah. Shout out to Phil of Rawr.
Yeah. I mean, you can't look at this.
Y'all are going to want one of these once we show you what they do.
All right. So this is. And we what? Rising Tide Lifts All Boats.
That's it.
He gave us these today, and we're going to give away a couple on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Right. I think this needs to be, you know, Cody, you have talked for a long time about the development of a tradition.
Yeah.
Right. Of like the keep pounding is keep pounding. Like, that's all we got is keep pounding. One of the things we think about is when we think about European football, what I call soccer,
football.
It is soccer. The songs they sing, the traditions they have.
Great fans.
And we have to build something.
You wanna?
So imagine if every Panther player took in, not player, every Panther fan. Hell, actually, you don't even need. Let's just say this. Say 10,000 Panther fans took in this rawr. Show them, give them a good look at what this is. It's about the size, I don't know, of a coffee mug.
Yeah, it's handheld.
It's very dense. It's got a lot of quality to it.
Yeah. And there's a little Chinese Joey Blind Panther in there.
Yeah.
That's Joey the Blind Panther inside this.
That's Joey the Black Panther.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever.
Now, imagine the opposing team, the New Orleans Saints, in Bank of America.
Yeah.
Fourth down. They're down by two. They're in field goal range. And Panther fans do this.
Hopefully I got this down.
Wow.
Yeah.
And give me another one.
Oh, even harder. But
wow.
Yeah. Dude. And the guy that Phil, he can do it so loud.
Yeah.
Like, so there's technique that we can do to this.
Well, that's a long exercise device.
I'm
going to
try one.
Do it.
Yeah, try with your mic
since
it's a little bit.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
And this guy had it going so loud that the whole bar was like, dude, what?
He was, he had
look, it is a Panther growl. It's Joey, the Blind Panther, in a rawler.
Yeah.
This thing is the coolest. We're going to give away a couple on Saturday. You guys come out to
Resident Culture, yeah. South End Charlotte.
We'll right be by, there at 1 p.m.
Right by the stadium. So if you go to the game, you'll literally be able to walk to.
These are handcrafted, by the way. These are not
no way.
Yeah, dude, look at it.
By what?
Take a look. Yeah, I mean, you could see
by who?
That's somebody overseas. But like, look, I mean, you could tell
by
it's like,
some nice Chinese lady.
It's this is a hand.
And then they stuffed her in there and said, "Keep growling."
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is it's very, like I said, it's very good quality.
All right, so you can go to
Rawr.com.
Rawr.com. He gave us these for free.
It's Rawrers. Rawr.
And yep. If you and we're gonna get a pro. I think we're talking them into this. Is like, hey, let's get a promo code. Not that we're gonna benefit. We won't get any financial gain from this. But what we're trying to do is this: is get y'all a discount. If you use a promo code, maybe you can get $15 off.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
It's incredible.
And he is whatever. Wait. He did it. Like we're gonna. I'm gonna have to talk technique with him and different things like this.
But it's dude, really imagine cool. you're alone what at
if,
night.
What if we're all that doing distance? That though? What if we're all? What if there are 10,000 people?
Yeah, doing that
for dirt right before a kick.
Terrifying. Terrifying. Everyone's pissing their pants and that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like this. It's gonna. And then when they miss that field goal, it's gonna be like me seeing all them players run through, and then Laura come by. I'm like,
whoa! Now you do the. Now that's when you do it.
All right. So cool. That's day one. I think that's about.
That's gonna be how Joey Cat calls his women from now on.
Well, I really feel like this. The only thing you can do to improve this product. Is to well, there's two. Is one is that this face resemble Cam Newton, but if we can make this face Joey the Blind Panther, because it's like his voice inside this machine. It's like Joey. You know what? In fact, Joey, you can't see, but it does look like you.
Yeah,
it looks.
It Joey, is. It is a Black Panther.
It's you.
It's a Black Panther.
Yeah.
Can we? We can talk about Kev's comments.
What did he say? Tony needs some tips on blood. No, I don't.
He needs some tips on what?
No.
I can't see the chat. He said
Tony needs some tips on blowing. No. I don't need no tips on anything. You better not get close to me. You're going to get smashed. Body. Watch out.
Turn the laptop a little bit.
He just says this. He just said, look.
I don't need
no tips on blowing. I bet, man. You know what? You have. Let's just think about it like this. And we'll close the show like this. I'm a dog. I used to be in a cage. I'm out of the kennel. I am off the leash. I have no collar. I got no chip. I'm a stray dog. Watch out, Charlotte. I'm coming, baby. Oh wait.
Hold on. Do we need to warn Laura?
No. You are listening to the C3 Panthers podcast, the longest running Panthers podcast on the interwebs. This has been fun because this is the second year that we all got together. Right now we're in the hotel that the Carolina Panther players are staying in.
Yeah, dude. Our roommate is fucking
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young is right there.
I mean, and I looked out that little peephole. I couldn't see him.
No, it's too short.
There's a lot. We got a lower.
Too short.
But no, it's been fantastic. One of the best things is this. And D is in the chat, and this is one of my favorite people in life because he talks to us as family, and y'all are my brothers. And absolutely. We've only hung out a few times in person together. We hang out every week together, though, on the internet. And I can't tell you, I've had a really stressful time in my own life. And this alone. And think about this, is imagine Panthers football being a stress reliever. That's a bullshit. That's dude, like the most dumb statement I've ever heard in my life. But I got to hang with my homies.
Hell yeah.
I get to hang with my homies, all y'all on the internet every week. And it's been a blessing to me today. And again, I want to thank CK for making this happen. I really am truly thankful from my heart. I needed this. And I want to just hang out with y'all every day, all day. It's been it's been great.
Yeah, man.
Incredible. Let's go back to that bar.
Hey! Tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night. All right. So, Saturday is the big day.
That's the back together Saturday.
Back together Saturday. It's going to be at Bank of America.
In the stadium.
We're going to go to Resident
Culture. Resident Culture, South End, Charlotte. There's two locations, so make sure you're looking for South
End. The one near the stadium.
Yeah, South End, Charlotte.
Yes. There's food. There's booze. We're going to be doing a live podcast. We're going to be trying to get guests on. But guess what? Screw those guests. You get in there. I got an extra mic for you, fans. Get in there. What did I do? Every person that came up to me today and said, hey, I listened to the podcast. What was the first thing I asked them?
Take a picture with me.
Yeah. I said, I want a picture with you.
Yeah. Let's go.
Don't get a picture with me. I want a picture with you. And so y'all come hang out. We want to hear what you think about this. But more importantly, not only do we want to hear what you think about the Carolina Panthers, I just want to hang out and meet y'all and continue to grow this family.
Also, by the way, don't hesitate to come up to us. Like, if you think that, you know, if you recognize
100%, if you see
we're not
us,
annoyed by that. Bro, like, shout, it's not.
Shout C3 from a mile away, and we'll be like, yo, hey, we want to meet y'all.
Shut
man.
The hell up. I mean, come on. We got, we'll make a fucking t-shirt for you. Yeah.
Dude, actually, if you want to, do it in front of like people that are super like if you see the players, like we're at the autograph session. Like while you're getting autographed, like C3,
are you going on C3 today? I heard you were. You know what? Is if you don't go on
C3, that's perfect. That's what I need to do.
You know what? We need to make them want us.
Yes, we need to
we need to be the Lauras of podcasting.
Dude, Laura will live in infamy on this pod from now until the end of this day. Shout out, Laura. We're gonna dream about you every night.
All right, so we'll be here. Well,
I will not, wife.
Hey,
I am straight dog. All right, so look,
I'll just say no comment.
I would say I'm having a blast with y'all fellas, but tomorrow morning we'll be at training camp again. Since it's VIP, I think maybe there's another chance that I'm drunk by 10 o'clock in the morning.
There's a chance. Probably more than 50% chance.
And then we'll probably do something like this again.
Yeah.
Friday will be a day off for podcast. You know, who knows what we'll do. Saturday, though, big show for us. Big time for us. It's going to be great. I just want to meet y'all. Look, it's like. And that's it. So,
and do me a favor if you guys would like, just go follow me on X. Monday.
Tell them about your video real quick about what the numbers were doing, and do the shout out. So, CK took a video of that. I showed it on the show earlier. Look, the computer's about to die. We got to kill this show real quick.
Kev said, "Wrap it up, Tony. Don't make any more bastards."
I'm fixed now, bro. I'm fixed. Don't worry. There's no more of you, Kev. They can't happen.
It's got over 60,000 views on X and 550 likes, 68 retweets.
Y'all go pump this video up. It's going to be on Pat McAfee tomorrow.
But, well, hey, who knows? Maybe. I'll send it over to the people over there. But no, keep an eye out on Monday for sure because I'm going to have some real stuff
at Codizzle Allen on
unaffiliated
unaffiliated with C3. Just also, know that there's gonna be some ridiculous shots that are gonna
hashtag C3. Y'all get up in there, be a part of Legion. Look, we'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, just look, be part of it. Check us out, subscribe, like, we'll do all those things. Thank you, love you, Kev. Even though I never told you that as a child, I love you now. Thank you, Trigger. Thank you, Keep Pounding. Thank you, D. Kristen
Butler.
I mean, y'all are the best. And let's get the hell out of here.
C3 Nation, until next time, keep pounding.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.